Well, older, if it isn't your favorite Nick in the world. Anyways, welcome back to the podcast. It's been a while since I've actually done one of these, and I know that I've been fairly dead because I've been actually pretty dead. And yeah. Anyways, if you're new here, I'm Nick, and I'm a content creator. I'm on YouTube, I'm Renamutaku, and if you listen to this podcast, it's the same name. Anyway, yeah, that's pretty much all I got for my little self-introduction. There's not really much to know about me, rather than I have a lot full of mishaps, so sometimes I have some pretty good stories to tell. And I love anime, manga, and anything otaku related. And most of the time I really talk about any of that, and I just start, you know, just complaining about life or just going on off tangent talking about something else that I don't really even know about. Well, anyways, I actually have some free time, so I was like, you know what, why not record a podcast, as it's kind of been a while since I've done this. And I don't know if anybody's out there, you know, bored and out of their mind and, you know, wants to listen to something and they don't really have anything to listen to and just want something to put on in the background, and I just happen to be that guy that they click on. So, well, hey, I'm Nick, and I hope that you find some enjoyment out of just listening to me talk about some random stuff that not even I know what I'm going to talk about. But I hope that it's something that's decent that will keep you occupied and entertained somewhat. Hopefully. And if it doesn't, yeah, I guess it is what it is. Well, anyways, it's kind of like a re-debut podcast as, or maybe a debut podcast, as I didn't really have a debut to start with, as my first podcast was pretty much like straight off some trashy mic. And, you know, I was just trying to get into podcasting, and it was kind of my mistake on my end, as I wasn't really setting up anything for like being prepared for anything. But yeah. Anyway, on this one, maybe I'll talk about how I got into anime and manga, because I don't think that I've actually talked about how I got into it. Like, I have a recording of how I did, except for it's kind of like a scuffed up one on some trashy mic, and I'm not going to release that one. I'm going to release it on a somewhat decent mic, and with somewhat decent storytelling, and with somewhat slightly better audio, I hope. If it isn't, hey, I'm sorry, I tried, okay? Anyway, yeah, let's get into how I got into anime. I'm gonna be honest with you, I was one of those kids that literally saw anime and didn't even know what it was, but just wanted to bully somebody for it. And not in a case like I was actually picking on them, I was like, you know, just judging them in my head. Because some people were talking about Attack on Titan, and at the time, I really didn't even know what Attack on Titan was. I thought it was just a card game or some shit. And so I was like, ha, geeks, nerd, whatever. Because, you know, I was just one of those bandwagon haters that, you know, if I heard somebody else trashing it, I would go and just trash it too. And that's pretty much how it was for me, up until about high school. And yes, I am the type of guy that did not get into anime until high school, which is pretty sad because I missed out on a lot of good classics. And whenever you get out of high school, you don't really have a lot of time to binge stuff. So, yeah, I kind of screwed myself over. I started watching anime in, what, my freshman year? And, yeah, it was kind of off from there. And, yeah. Going back to like my history with anime, I wouldn't really say that I watched any anime, because I would have watched some Pokemon sometime if it went on TV sometimes, as it aired like episode 100 and episode 300, so I wouldn't really say I watched it, as it really just bounced around and it was kind of like background noise. And then we had like Bakugan, and I don't know if that's anime or not, but I did enjoy that one, but I rarely remember anything. I just remember collecting like the toys for it. Like, I would remember going to the store, and I'd be like, hey, I want that. So I would, like, literally buy almost the whole stock of the little spinner shit. Yeah, I would just buy that shit for really no reason at all, because I was the type of guy that if I saw something I wanted, I would buy it, and then absolutely forget about it the next day. Which is pretty much what happened with Bakugan, which I kind of regret. But I bet if I watch one episode right now, I'd probably turn it off. I don't know. Maybe it's good. I hope that it's nobody's false bad that I said that. Hopefully. Well, going back to that, that's pretty much how I, you know, got into a little bit of animated stuff. I wouldn't say technically anime. I've always been that kid that grew up, you know, interested in comics. Like regular, you know, Marvel, DC type comics. I would watch like the little shows that came on like Spectacular Spider-Man or Justice League or pretty much anything that was super hero related. And that was pretty much my childhood. I was always invested into, you know, the fictional type stuff. Even, you know, going back to like actual, you know, books, I would pretty much read a bunch of non-fictional and mixed with fictional. And one of my favorite fictional series would be the Goosebumps series. I would literally invest so much time into reading like almost all of them. I would say I read about like a good 50 plus. I do not remember the exact amount, but I was literally that kid that went to the library and sat there and read books during summertime. I was that awkward kid, and I didn't really have any friends, so yeah, I had a lot of time on my hand, and I didn't really have any. We're not going to go into that part because that's way too depressing. So, we'll stay with the family topic and friend topic. And we'll save that for another venting podcast that probably nobody wants to hear. Anyway, back to what I've, you know, pretty much read. And so I just did that pretty much almost every single day during summer vacation. I would always, you know, come back. And it was when they started adding like comic books into the library where I would actually, you know, go and check it out. And then come back home, read it, and then return it the next day. And that's pretty much how it all started for me. For how I got into like some fictional type stuff. That's when it was like get into more like, okay, I'm chill with this. I enjoy reading this type of stuff. And when it came to anime, I really didn't know much about it. I really did not know anything about it. As a kid, I was really sheltered from pretty much every single entertainment form except for what came on TV. And if you knew back then, well, I sound like an old person, but this was like 2010s and like the 2000s. It just pretty much, if you lived in America, there was barely any anime that ever aired on like Cartoon Network or anything. It would always be like the SpongeBob shit on Nickelodeon and whatever came on the Disney Channel or some shit. And that's pretty much how my childhood was. It was just pretty much just that. So I didn't really have a medium where I could, you know, go and explore other stuff. So I guess that kind of contributed to me not finding out about anime till later, because I would only see like dubbed anime shit like Pokemon and shit, and that's pretty much all that was really there. And so that's why I really took into high school when I started, you know, finding out more about what anime really is. It was always in the back of my head like, people hate on anime, like that was a common thing. Everybody hated on anime, everybody pretty much, you know, shitted on you or wanted to bully you if you came out to school with an anime t-shirt on, or you even mentioned the word anime or talked about an animated show. Pretty much Goku was pretty much the only character that you would hear that was acceptable. People would really be all over Dragon Ball Z, and you did not really get much hate for anything like that. So I guess that was like, it was kind of getting normalized, I guess. So it wasn't until like probably, I don't know, 2000s something where during this, well, last decade, dang, it's really been a while. Dang, it's already been like a decade since the 2010s era. That's crazy. Well, anyway, during that, there I started, you know, to find out more about it, like with Attack on Titan, I would definitely hear that name a lot, and I was like, I didn't really want to, you know, explore that side because I didn't want nobody to ever catch me watching anime or anything, so I kind of just brushed it off, and I was like, okay, they're weird people, and I'm just gonna start hating like everybody else, and hopefully I get accepted with everybody else. And yeah, I really regret doing that, because now it's like, I see how stupid that was, because I really changed a lot during these little coming years, and my opinions on everything changed, my whole thought process changed, and how I act and who I am as a person has really changed from how I was back then, which is kind of crazy to look back on. But with it, so I guess it was like, I made a friend, his name was Tristan. I don't know if he's ever going to listen to this podcast or even if he's going to hear this one at all, but he would always come to school, and he was like the, technically the poor kid. And everybody that I knew at the time, all he would do is, you know, if I ever made a friend, it would only be for them wanting money out of me or, you know, something in return. But with Tristan, it was kind of different because he was like just a guy who I just sat next to, and he would just chat about like anime shit. And it was different because he was probably one of the actual first genuine persons that I actually met that did not want anything out of me, did not ask for anything. And so I was like, wow, this guy's pretty chill. But yeah, he came to school and every single thing, and sure, he was like the bullied kid, like sometimes he got made fun of. And I can go back to like elementary school when I really didn't know this guy from like elementary school up. And so yeah, it wasn't like I was meeting a complete stranger. So this guy, Tristan, he really got me into anime as he started talking about it. And I was like, okay, I'll probably check out something. I don't know if I will, but I'll, you know, attempt to. And so that was when I felt ill. I really just was sick. I was out of school and I was just laying in bed. There wasn't really anything I could really do. And so I was like, okay, I guess I need to find something to watch. And so at the time I had Hulu and I was just, you know, browsing through, and then I saw One Punch Man. And I was bored out of my mind, so I went and clicked it. And One Punch Man was really my first anime that got me into anime that I knew that was anime. And yeah, it kind of stood out to me. I don't know why One Punch Man exactly did, but I, you know, went into it. And I was one of the guys that started off with dub because, as you know, if you're getting trying to get into a new thing, you're going to want to feel comfortable with it. So, of course, I did not go in with, you know, Japanese and with sub. I went in with this full on English dub. And so I, you know, watched it. I don't know what was exactly going through my head at the time. I was like, okay. And so this was like a different type of animation level, because I would watch shows like Ben 10 and everything, and I was used to animated shows being like that standard, you know. Whenever you, if you look on Cartoon Network, or if you look on Nickelodeon or anything, you will notice that all American animated shows, they have like a less production quality to them. Sure, they're like clear and they're like probably worth millions and probably billions of dollars in franchise worth and everything, but with this one, it was like a more what people call now more frames, and it was like more detailed than normal stuff that I was used to. And so having One Punch Man, if you ever watch One Punch Man season 1, you would know how amazingly animated that is. By yeah, it was really of a crazy show, and it pretty much can capture anybody's eye because it was like eye candy. And so yeah, I watched it and I pretty much binged the first season within about like that day. And I really started loving what I was actually watching. And I was like, I gotta get more into this kind of stuff. And so, yeah, I went into Tokyo Ghoul. Tokyo Ghoul was something. Season 1 was pretty amazing. Like, when I watched it the first time, I saw Rize, I think that's how you say her name. Rize, I saw her as the ghoul on the thing, and I saw all the blood and everything, and I was like, nope. I turned the shit off the first episode, and I went and I saw My Hero Academia, and, you know, watched a couple of seasons of that. And with My Hero Academia, I feel like if you know or anything, or been around anime community or anything, Twitter or any other social media-wise, My Hero Academia is known as being, like, the pretty much having a bad fan base, cringy fan base. I mean, I could not agree more, but I don't want to bully anybody or, you know, try to insult anybody, because that's not who I am, or that's not what I try to do. But yeah, the fan base is pretty cringe, and yeah, but the anime itself is not the best thing ever, because sure, it's amazingly animated, but it's a generic anime. And what I mean by generic is, whenever I call something generic, I'm not saying that it's bad or awful or it's a 0 out of 10. I'm saying that it's like a standard anime. I'm not saying that it goes above the expectations of anything. I'm just saying that it's okay. It's like, I would rate it like a 7 or 8. And that's pretty good. And there's nothing wrong with being a generic anime. I feel like whenever something gets called generic, they think that they're calling it bad. But it's just like a basic standard anime that you would want to watch. It has, you know, a tournament arc in it. You got some somewhat enjoyable characters in there. And it's amazingly animated. And yeah, that's that. And good voice acting. So that's pretty much all you could want in an anime. So it's like a generic one. I'm not saying that it's bad in any sense. I really do enjoy My Hero Academia. But season 5, I'm not really vibing with it. I'm going to pick up probably at season 6. But I do read the manga weekly, so I know what's to come. That's why I'm really waiting for season 6, and that's why I'm kind of going over 5. But I might, you know, watch a couple episodes of season 5. But other than that, that's pretty much all I'm going to do for My Hero Academia. And yeah, going back to my anime journey, yeah. And then after that, I went back to Tokyo Ghoul. And I really did enjoy it, because it was a big contrast to what I was used to. Because going from One Punch Man and My Hero Academia to something like Tokyo Ghoul, and after that first episode, I was like, wow. And so yeah, I did enjoy season 1 of Tokyo Ghoul, but the rest of the seasons are where it kind of got kind of weird, because I heard that they didn't even follow the manga. And so it was kind of okay, because I was pretty much okay with everything because I didn't read the manga. I didn't know anything about the source material or pretty much how anime's like the standard for anime is. And so I didn't really get a sense of it was rushed. I got a sense of it was kind of blank, as there were like some things that I wish that were explained but weren't explained, and then the next thing you know, boom, it pops up and then you're at a different event. But season one was okay, but the rest, I kind of got lost on it. So yeah, that's pretty much that for the starter ones. I pretty much started off with all mainstream, and Attack on Titan did not really start for me until after I'm trying to remember, I think I started Fairy Tail, and then it was like Black Clover. And with those ones, with Fairy Tail, I don't know what it was, but I could only watch to like episode 140. Until it was like after that whole entire time skip thing where they were trapped on the island. And basically, a couple of the characters got nerfed and our other ones got overpowered and shit. And so, yeah, I kind of stopped right there. But I might go back on there. I don't know if I want to. Then again, I don't really remember where I stopped. I don't remember which one came first. The 7 year? Is it even 7 years? I don't know. But the little time skip thing. Or if it was like that when they went to the parallel universe and met their alternate selves. Also, I'm sorry, I probably just spoiled Fairy Tail for some people who were not caught up to it, so I'm really sorry about that. I'm sorry. But I bet that some of you guys don't even watch Fairy Tail or you already finished it. But yeah, it's pretty much where I stopped with that. Fairy Tail was kind of okay, but I wouldn't say that it's anything to, you know, keep your eyes open for. And then with Black Clover, I didn't really give a shit about the yelling. But yeah, apparently the people hate the yelling of it. And to me, who grew up in a household where my dad would literally yell at me almost every single day, I did not even notice that the yelling was a problem. I thought it was pretty much okay. And the animation, why would I care about the animation? As long as the story's good and it gets me hyped at some moments, and it does its job during whenever it counts, hey, that's all I could care for. I mean, like, as long as you're not making me stare at a PowerPoint, we're all good. Sure had some fuck up moments, but Black Clover was an enjoyable one. And I gotta say, I did enjoy it more than My Hero Academia. Okay, next thing. Yeah, that's pretty much from anime. And right now, I, you know, try to watch some seasonals, and sometimes I don't get in seasonals. And I have a good number that I've watched, a good number that I paused, and a good number that I probably will never come back to. But yeah, for anime wise, I'm trying to watch a little bit this season. The only one I'm really watching is Full Dive and Shadow House, and Vivi, and Combatants would be Sebastian. And that's pretty much all I got for this season. With the rest of them, I'm not really vibing with, or more like I don't think that I can have the time to actually get into one, because I probably won't be able to finish it. But I am planning to watch the fourth season of Castlevania. It's not really anime, but yeah, I'm planning to get into that season after I take all of these tests, which is gonna be which right now I'm recording at midnight, because I don't know, I just felt kind of alive at midnight. So yeah, that's how I ended up here. And yeah, so which is gonna be tomorrow. So yeah, I gotta get prepped for that, which is why I don't know when exactly that this one will be coming out, because it might be coming out whenever or however. But it's gonna come out probably sometime this week, which I'm not gonna say the date. So hey, figure that out, I guess. Anyway, yeah, for anime, that's pretty much my anime journey. And then now let's get into my manga journey. Back to the topics of me getting involved with, you know, comic books and Marvel and DC and all this other stuff in the medium. It was pretty much a wild switch, because I was so used to like these kind of short little chapter things. Because when I started reading comics, I didn't read any of the recent ones that, you know, normal people read. I went back and read the classics, like the 1967s. I read the Amazing Spider-Man one. I read a couple of the Avengers, the X-Men. Some of the old Flash ones, until I kind of went to like the current day Flash Rebirth series. And so, yeah, I was kind of a little geek for that. And so that's pretty much that. And so when it went to manga, I didn't really know where to start off to actually read manga. Because my manga goal was not, you know, to find a good story. It was more of, I remember, you know, going on Twitter and, you know, seeing people talking about, oh my gosh, my favorite manga just got an anime. And I'm like, wow, they seem so happy. And I was like, I want to feel that too. So I'm trying to find a manga that has the potential to get an anime so that way I could feel that happiness too. And it's pretty dumb, but whenever I say it out loud, but hey, when I was, 3 years back me, I was like, that sounds like a pretty damn good idea. So, yeah, I went on my scout, and, I didn't really know what manga is. So, I saw one manga, I do not remember what it was, but it was black and white, and I was like, where the fuck is the color at? I was like, why is this just black and white? So I automatically just went off on that. So, yeah, where I actually started reading manga was an app called Manga Read, some shit like that. I don't know, but that's where I read my manga at. So forgive me, I did not know where to actually read it at, but now I know the actual sites, which I will not be saying, because we do not, pirate our, yeah. Anyway, back to off that awkward, little session part. So yeah, I did not know what to make off of that, so I went and I started reading, Tales of Demons, Gods, I think that's what the name of it is. It's not a manga at all, it's actually, I don't know how to say it, I'm just gonna say Chinese comic. And, I was vibing with that one. I read like a couple hundred chapters of that. Sure, it was short as hell, but it was kind of enjoyable. And to the point where it started feeling like it was a little bit dragged out and it wasn't really much of anything. And then I read this other one. I do not remember this one. I think it was like Star Realm something. Don't know. It was this. It's pretty much like the same style as the Tales of Demons and Gods or whatever it is. And the cover is a guy with the blue thing. Don't even know what it's called. That's how stupid I am. Anyway, I got to like chapter 200 something or 100 something, to the point where I was actually, I don't remember exactly what it was, but I read so much into it to the point where I was actually waiting for the next ones to be released. And then after that, I was like, okay, I actually gotta find some actual shit to read. And so, Solo Leveling popped up there, and guess what? Still not manga, it's a Korean manhwa. And your boy still didn't know that shit, so he thought this was manga and still read it anyway. And, you know, ended up enjoying that. And so I was like, okay, so now I figure out that this is not manga at all. So my dumbass finally went and actually found a site and started reading manga. And so I fumbled through a couple one of them. And guess what my first one was? My first one was, what was it called? I Want to Eat Your Pancreas? Can I Eat Your Pancreas? I forgot the name of it. But yeah, that was my first manga. And after reading that one, I was like, holy shit, that ending though, that ending like fucked me up for a good couple weeks. Like, I'm not even lying, like, that shit had me laying in bed thinking about life. That's like the first time I ever actually, you know, laid down and thought about life. I don't know what that manga did to me, but that manga fucked me up real good for a couple weeks. And when I finally get over that, I started, you know, hopping back onto, actually, you know, reading some actual stuff. And so, during this little reading session that I had, it kind of where I fell off of anime, and more of every single day after I came home from school, I would, you know, go to my room and read manhwa, Chinese comics, or Korean manhwa. And so, yeah, after that, I stumbled upon a couple of them. I'm not exactly sure which ones came first, but I read a good number of shitty ones. Until I found some actual good ones, which was Jujutsu Kaisen, which was back in 2018. Or 2019, I'm not sure. I found it a couple months after its initial release. And, when I read that first chapter, I was like, I can already tell this one's gonna be a hit. I already know this one's gonna get an anime. Because, you know, whenever you read a manga or something for the first time, you normally get a sense of, this is probably gonna be the next big thing. I don't know if it's just me or if it's every other manga reader out there, but I get a sense of every single time I read something that's good, that this is gonna make a good anime, or this is gonna be a pretty popular manga. And you get a sense of if something's going to be golden or if something's just going to be straight up bronze or shit. And so, yeah, that's what happened with Jujutsu Kaisen. And I was like, yeah, I'll have to keep up with this one because this one is going to be wild. And one day it's going to be probably the biggest anime. And next thing you know, I start hyping it up because I'm not sure if it's going to actually be a big anime or anything. You know, after the news of it actually was getting an anime. And so it was like during my time when I was starting to get onto Twitter, or other people call it any Twitter. And I was one of the few people that was actually, you know, pushing the manga agenda. I was like, hey, you guys should check out this shit. This shit is actually pretty damn good. And it was like kind of like a small little community. And I was like, oh, so maybe this one won't blow up after all. And then the anime started, you know, getting preview shit. And I started following the PR shit on Twitter. And it started getting multiple thousands of followers, and the posts all got like over 100,000 each. It was equivalent to like a Demon Slayer post, and I was like, whoa, I did not know that this was even that big. And then I started, you know, following the Oricon sellers and shit. Next thing you know, I see Jujutsu Kaisen over there, you know, just taking over the charts and every single thing. You know, with the exception of Demon Slayer, because that shit was always at the top with always like, what, 50 million? And I was like, that shit is crazy. You know, back now since we're on the topic of Demon Slayer, yeah, with Demon Slayer, the anime version of it, I really did not get into it until some guy that I don't even know the name of. That guy, it was one of the rare off chances that I rode the bus, and I was just, you know, just sitting there, you know, minding my own business, and this guy just, you know, sits down right beside me. And he's like, did you watch Demon Slayer? And I'm like, no. He's like, do you watch anime? And I'm like, yeah, I watch anime. And then, yeah, we start talking a little bit. And he's like, yeah, you should watch Demon Slayer whenever you get home. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'll watch it. And he's like, no, you should really watch it. And then I'm like, okay. And with Demon Slayer, it was one of those things where I actually did try to watch it. But it was one of those times where I was really prejudiced against, you know, art styles and anime and everything. So it was like months back, like Demon Slayer first came out, the anime episode literally aired like the day before. And so I was just over there and I just clicked on episode 1 and I saw him carrying Nezuko on his back. And I was like, why does his face look like that? What's up with the eyes? What's up with the hair? And I'm like, nah, that's just in my style. I don't like this kind of style. And so I clicked off immediately. And, you know, next thing you know, that guy, you know, I completely forget about it until that guy brought it up. So I got home and I looked to go check out Demon Slayer. And then next thing you know, this thing is fucking big everywhere. And I'm like, how? And I gotta admit, this was one of those scenarios where, you don't check something out until it becomes mainstream, because that's whenever you're kind of like forced to check it out. And so I did check it out, like, I actually watched the first episode, and I'm like, oh, wow, I actually missed off on an actual, you know, decent anime. So I binged all of the episodes, like, what, 4 episodes day by day, and I was like, wow, this shit's actually pretty good. You know, same case with My Hero Academia. I'm not trying to say that it's bad, I'm not trying to say it's the best thing ever, I'm just trying to say that it's generic. And I feel like whenever I say this, I'm triggering a whole lot of people, which nobody's even listening to this podcast, so why I'm even worried about it. But hey, if you are, shout out to you. You're probably my number one fan. Never mind, you're not my fan. You're my number one acquaintance. You're more than a fan. You're not even a fan. You're some guy that actually fucks with my shit, and I appreciate you. So if you made it this far, which is like 30 minutes in, probably less, because I don't know how much I'm going to cut out. So shout out to you and thank you for supporting. Anyway, back to this. Yeah, I feel like whenever I say generic stuff, I make people mad about it. But whenever I'm saying generic, like I've already explained pretty much good times during this one little episode, that it's not saying that it's bad. It's just saying that it's okay. It's either a 7 out of 8. It meets all the standards in the anime that you could want. Like most mainstream anime are generic. Unless you're AOT, because that's a whole different type of mainstream, because it's more complex. And people apparently, you know, they don't fuck with it because of the ending. Which apparently that means that it negates all the other 100 plus chapters that were actually released. Which is kind of crazy to me, because I didn't know that one chapter can ruin a whole story. And sure, you can hate it, and sure, you can say that it's bad, but at the end of the day, what good is it gonna do? Honestly, what is you bitching on Twitter gonna do at all? It's not gonna do anything, it's not gonna change the fact that the ending's already there. You might as well just go ahead and accept it, and you can say that you don't like it, and you can rate it however you want, but are you really gonna keep on posting the same shit on Twitter, you know, saying that, oh my gosh, the ending is so bad, or I can't believe this happened, or the AOT fans are probably fuming right now, punching the air or some shit. And, you know, just repeating the same thing for a couple of likes and clout because you know that other people are just going to bandwagon it. Just don't do that. That's kind of stupid and that makes no sense at all for you to be doing that. Because you can hate something, but to the point where you're obsessed with it over it and you're just, you know, keep on going and on about it. It just gets to the point where it's kind of repetitive and annoying. And me personally, I don't have a problem with anybody stating their opinions or views on something because I did a whole rant about it. On why it's okay for you to have your own opinions, but you gotta understand that other people have opinions too, and it's not always gonna align with yours, and as long as you both can, you know, come to an agreement at the end of the day, that's all that really matters. And so, yeah, you guys just really need to do better about your toxicity. Well, whenever I say you guys, I'm pretty much referring to the people that I see on Twitter every single day, you know, pretty much posting the exact same thing, expecting the same exact reaction, and getting likes and shit. Which is why I don't ever, you know, try to fall off into that side where I'm shitting on something to get my name out there, because that's to the point where it kind of gets to an all-time low. Because if you insult somebody's work that they did for like 10 years, almost over a decade plus, is that really like something that you would want to do? Like, imagine I sit here and I, you know, perfect my craft and, you know, I write a complex story and for decades and decades. And, you know, I messed up on one ending and I'm like, oh, I guess that's okay. But with Insomnia, okay, so I don't want to make this like a full Attack on Titan review or like a little rant about the Attack on Titan part, because I actually do have a full video dedicated to this. But I'm just going to bring up a little bit of it right now before I, you know, live off on a cliffhanger and have people thinking that I'm just, you know, running my mouth about it. With the ending of Attack on Titan, it's not really like a bad ending. Like, sure, it's not the best ending. I honestly give it a 5 out of 10. I'm one of those guys that I can, you know, say that an ending is going to be, an ending is horrible and it's bad, but I'm not going to sit here and, you know, insult it every single day. I'm just going to accept that it's, yeah, it did end pretty horribly and not the way that many people did expect it. And with those 8 pages that were out there and they're getting unlinked around right now and people are, you know, going wild over it. What did you expect? Did you expect Mikasa, you know, to, you know, mourn over Eren the whole entire time and never move on at all? Or did you expect, like, the Titan powers not to have any consequences? Did you expect for, like, literally after Eren wiped out 80% of the humanity, for everything just to go back to normal? You gotta understand that with those leaked 8 pages that tell a whole different story of everything, and now it's like coming out with more stuff that's probably going to be more of a conclusive ending. And the fact that people are saying that it's bad and Insomnia or Isamiya, I don't really know how to say his name. But the fact that people are saying that it's going to be trash or he's just ruining the series more. It's like, for me personally, I feel like the ending or how it came to an end was kind of too abrupt. Like the ending of chapter did not leave a good, you know, resolution. And I feel like with a couple more chapters, it could have been way better than what it is. Like, if it gave more time to explain certain things and, you know, did not, you know, kind of rush to the end, it could be something that people would, you know, come to a common ground on and be like, okay, that's pretty much okay. But yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say right now, but I will release the, you know, a separate thing for it. I'm not sure if I'm just going to release the audio for it in podcast format, or if I'm just going to make a whole video for it. But I do have something for it. The Attack on Titan. And so yeah. I feel like I went way, way off tangent with that whole entire rant about Attack on Titan. I don't even remember what I was, you know, talking about in the first place. And so, oh yeah. I was explaining like with the complexity stuff. So yeah. Attack on Titan is a complex, you know, anime, manga. And yeah, so there's like 2 different types of mainstream. There's like the complex mainstream, and then there's like the generic mainstream. There's the anime that go mainstream because they fit all the basic standards in anime. And then there's the anime that go mainstream because they're actually good. Like, most of the time I wish that some shows like the Kara no Kyokai series would go mainstream. An example of like a amazing show or series that went mainstream is the Monogatari series. That's a pretty amazing, you know, series of anime and what is it, light novel? I'm not sure on that, but everybody seems to be liking it, so hey, I'm gonna take the word for it. But if it ends up being shit, hey, I'm sorry. But yeah. So those are like some of the difference between two mainstream types, for me at least. Anyway, back to my, I was talking about manga, wasn't I? Wasn't I talking about manga?
Oh, shit. My bad. Shit. I forgot what I was talking about. My shit. I was talking about manga, and I started talking about some anime.
I really just went back, you know, to actually just make sure that I found where I went off on. And so really, I just stopped this whole entire recording session and really just went back there and it was like, okay, let's see where I fucked up at. Okay, so it was really connected. I thought I went completely off tangent, which I did. But yeah, back to my manga experience. Like, dang, I really did start talking so much shit. Anyway, yeah. So those were like my first few tastes of actual, you know, reading manga, manhwa, and a bunch of stuff. And so once I finally got used to, you know, getting myself into that, it's when I started, you know, exploring more into different other mangas. I can't really name them off the top of my head because I really don't remember exactly what I read or what exactly I checked out at first. But I started, you know, going, you know, reading most of the Shonen Weekly manga that were like on Viz. And I would, you know, check out some, you know, random shit here and then. And yeah, that's when I fell into something called an isekai addiction. Which, if you didn't know, that's the case where a perfectly normal man becomes addicted to isekai. And not just any isekai, the chokun. Yeah, you get the point. So yeah, I pretty much read a shit ton of isekai. I would probably say that I read almost every isekai that there is. Like, if you showed me an isekai right now, I'd probably look at that and be like, why do I actually know what that is? And if you show me a full group of isekai manga, probably like 20, 30, probably 50 plus, I could probably point out and say, oh, I read that one, and that one too. And yeah, it's to the point where I probably do have a true isekai addiction. And it's not like I read the good kind of isekai. I read the shitty isekai. I read the ones where there's always that kid who just gets killed by a truck or a random stabbing and gets transported to another world, and he just basically is just a boy with black hair, which pretty much is the same as every other one, like this isekai smartphone one, like the one in Death March, which I'm actually kind of interested in Death March. I'm probably gonna pick up the manga because I feel like that's something that's actual good isekai. Not sure yet, but I watched, you know, season one of the anime. So I might get into the manga, don't know that for sure. And so yeah, I watched pretty much a good bit of generic bad isekai and a good number of actually decent isekai, which was with some decent anime that I watched for isekai. It's like ReZero, Konosuba, the Cautious Hero one. That one was funny as hell. And yeah, maybe there was one I forgot, but yeah, that's all I got for now that I can remember off the top of my head for anime. And for manga, yeah, there barely is any actually good isekai manga. They're pretty much all the same, you know, guy gets transported to another world, same, you know, black hair, overpowered magic. Sometimes he's like a little boy that gets reincarnated and, you know, raised up from a baby. And other times there's like, they just spawn into this world, like they're 15 years old and they just go meet some girl and next thing, you know, they save them and then boom, hero. It's like that generic trope with, you know, the Chinese comics for like the main character, you know, went back in time to his old body or, you know, to a new body. And then, you know, he walks out and he saves old mister, does a favor for an old man or some shit. And the next thing you know, boom, they turn out to be rich and famous, and they get the powerful backing behind them, and they acknowledge your street and power, and then boom, you got a whole entire story off of that shit. And so, yeah, I did read a pretty much generic shit, bad shit. If that doesn't tell you have, I wouldn't say I have bad taste. I mean, I just like reading shitty shit. I'm self-aware at their shit. I don't think that they're the best. I know that they're trash. I just like reading them for pretty much no reason at all. And so yeah, that's pretty much where my manga journey comes to a halt. Because now I just wait for chapters of Black Clover, My Hero Academia, Kaiju number 8. Check out my video if you haven't, or you know, read the manga. I don't really care. Just kidding, I really do care. Please watch the video. Please, and give it a like. Yeah. Please. No, just kidding, I'm not the begging type of YouTuber. Anyway, yeah, that's pretty much really all I got for, like, how I got into anime and manga, really. I know I went off tangent, like, a shitload of times. Like, I'm over here talking about some manga, and the next thing you know, I'm talking about Demon Slayer. And I'm talking about some random anime, and the next thing you know, I'm talking about how AOT is more complex and does not deserve all the hate that it gets. And, yeah, I really don't know where this podcast topic lies. And sure, I did explain my anime and manga journey, but yeah, I just don't know. I just really do hope that people do make it this far in the podcast, because I don't want to be recording for nothing, because, what time is it? It's 12:42 a.m. So the fact that I felt a little bit good and felt like recording this, I really do hope that people end up enjoying it. Hopefully, and if they don't, I wasted, 45 minutes of my life that I could be used to reading some shitty isekai manga or reading some, you know, manhwa. Man, bro, I don't even know what the hell I'm doing sometimes. You know what? Let me do a little rant right now. Right now, I have my manga bookshelf right now. It's just right here. It has all the manga that I bought. It has my Tokyo Ghoul volumes. It has my Black Clover volumes. My Jujutsu Kaisen volumes. Some shitty isekai manga that I don't even know the name of, that I never even opened up, but I paid for anyway. And I got Uzumaki, Fire Punch, The Way of a Household Husband, 2 Year Eternity. That's right, I started reading the manga. And I heard that people that watch the anime, they pretty much cry at the first episode, which is, yeah, pretty much how I felt whenever I read that first volume of 2 Year Eternity. So I'm glad that people are actually liking it. I might peep the anime. I don't know. And I got my Persona 5 collection, and then I got Black Torch, which is a pretty good 5 manga volume series, which I think I did talk about in my first video on YouTube. But yeah, I definitely do recommend it because it gives a little bit of more of a Bleach vibe, perhaps. And I guess I can go ahead and say Jujutsu Kaisen vibe, because, you know, Jujutsu Kaisen vibe pretty much, it's a stabilized vibe right now, I guess. So yeah, I definitely recommend Black Torch if you haven't read it. It's a short 5 volumes one. Sure, it got axed, but the creator did not rush the ending. It kind of all fit together. Amazing art, amazing story. Do not know why it got canceled though. But hey, it's pretty decent for what it is. And even the ending is okay, I guess. And you know, One Punch Man. You know what? I don't know if it's just me, but does anybody else out there, you know, collect manga? First, do you collect manga at all? But with Noragami, I don't know if I'm the only one who does this, but I think I saw somebody ranting on Twitter about it. But with the Noragami volumes, does anybody else, you know, just buy the Noragami volumes and never read them at all? Like, they buy them up to date. Like, every single time a new one gets released, you get it. But you never read, not even the one. You read, like, the first volume and everything, but then after that, you don't read it at all? Does anybody do that? You know, it doesn't even have to be for Noragami. Does anybody really do that for, like, any other manga? Like, they buy all the volumes for it, but they never read it. I don't know. That's just the crazy part for me. And I just think that I need to get better at my spending habits. Because, I do a lot of spending. And it's probably not the best way for me to be using my money. Because the stuff that I buy with it is not something that, is a necessity to say. And yeah, I just really need to get better at spending my money. I need to start investing that shit into something. Yeah, that's all I got for my anime and manga shit. So, yeah, I don't really know what else to talk about. Maybe this is a perfect place to end this. Maybe I just want to talk about something else. you know, to captivate you more in my life. Okay, so I decided I'll end this one with a traditional vent. If you're in the Discord, or if you ever saw me or ever talked to me, you would know that I'm a guy full of many mishaps. My life is pretty much one of the shittiest ones that you could ever find on Earth. And looking from the outside, you might say, oh, he's a decent boy. He has everything that he could ever want. He lives a normal life, and he's probably happy. But inside, yeah, it's not that way. I could really go on a whole entire event right now for my whole entire life and be here for hours. But instead, we're going to go with an event that happened during school, I guess. So, yeah, I spent like a whole entire week after class every single day. Like, I went to class normally, I did all my work and every single thing, and I finished everything that I had to do after it too. And there was this project I had to do. It's a 3D modeling one, where we basically have to build a scale house, where apparently it doesn't matter what we build our little 3D model in, as long as we build it and shit. And so I was like, okay, I'll just go, you know, use SketchUp, because I was familiar with that from like my middle school days. Like, I was using that for as long as I can remember, and it's probably one of the only 3D softwares that I'm comfortable with. So I used that. It has the measurements and everything, so I give an accurate measurement of pretty much the scale. So it's not even a scale model at this point. It's like a full-on actual 3D house. And I add all the detail into it. I make it a two-story one. I throw in windows, I throw in doors. I even decorate the inside of it. I have couches and kitchens, full sets of everything in. And I went and put so much detail into it. Spent, 5 days, like 4 hours, sometimes 6 hours after class every single day for 5 days straight, you know, building this shit, you know. And I thought it was my baby, and I was like, yeah, this is just gonna give me a good grade and everything. I was so hyped too, and I was like, let me just go turn this shit in. And so I turned it in, and I'm like, yeah, this should, you know, do some good grades. And then I check it, and I got a 33. I don't even want to look at it. I could go right now and pull it up on my phone, but if I look at it right now, I'd probably get some anxiety, and I'd probably have a panic attack or some shit, or a mental breakdown. Who knows? I was going through it all whenever I saw that. And it was a 33, I think, 33. And I checked the comment, and they're like, we couldn't open this, so that's that. And I was like, you literally failed me because you couldn't open up the STL file. Like, isn't that like one of the most generic files in 3D designing and shit? And so I was like, at first I didn't really get what they meant, because they were like, the first thing was like, whenever I open it, see nothing, it's like a blank space. And I'm like, oh, they must be referring to like the outline of it, because I didn't hide anything so that way that they could see inside of it. So I don't know, probably they don't know how to, you know, scroll into it. Because most of the other 3D shit, or people, you know, they just left the roof off, but I actually put a roof on mine. And so I was like, oh, they probably can't see. So I go back in there and I redesigned a whole entire thing to fit and look good without a roof. And then I turned it in, and they're like, I can't open it. And I'm like, why? And they're like, I can't open this file up. It doesn't work at all. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, you should be able to open up a STL file. Like, you could literally go onto your phone right now and type in STL viewer, and you can literally open up anything in there. I've done it. I did it before myself. And I was just so confused, because I was just going back and forth with this teacher. And I was just telling her, you should be able to open it, and it really doesn't make sense why would you get a failing grade because you couldn't open it in the first place after I literally spent all this time on it. And so at the time, it was like I wasn't going through any logical thinking. I was, you know, thinking so much about like, okay, so if they can't open this, I'm gonna fail. I'm gonna really fail. And I'm like, I don't want that. Like, I went through the whole entire year and I put my all into every single thing that I had, with exceptions of some days where I just felt like complete absolute shit, where I just needed a break, and because I was just so stressed out from everything that was going on in my life at the time. And so those are the only days I really slacked off. Other than that, I gave 110% of every single thing that I did. But, yeah, they couldn't open it, so I failed. And logical thinking didn't kick in, and I was like, I could have just opened up OBS and I could have, you know, just screen recorded me going through the thing. That's all I had to do. But instead, I was just going through it all, and I was like, you know what, I give up, I'll just take the grade. And then I go on, and that's pretty much that. And now I'm like at an all-time low. This is probably the worst way to end a podcast. Fuck. Now I'm just thinking about life, and I'm probably about to get on my philosophical shit. But, well, shit. I feel sad now. Holy fuck. I don't know. Well, anyway, I hope that you guys enjoyed that little, how I got into anime and manga. And while the ending did turn up pretty depressing and sad, because I started to realize that I could have easily solved it if I just used my brain a little bit more, and you know what? Maybe if the teacher wasn't such an ass. But it is what it is, and I can't change that. Since I did do well throughout the whole entire school year, I can tank that grade and, you know, not be below. But I just hate seeing that my whole work that I worked for just gone because they couldn't open it. And, yeah. Well, I guess that's pretty much a good time to end this one off on. And, yeah. I hope that you guys have a good day. You stay safe out there. You accomplish whatever you set out to do. And that's gonna be all for this one. And, you guys better stay safe out there. Peace.